Have you all seen Talk to Me? What about The Last Voyage of the Demeter? Well, guess what? We're about to talk about it today. So
Get
hope you
into it.
submit. We're about to get into it. Two big horror movies came out recently, and
I ain't even gonna call mine beat because they let it flop, but go ahead.
but people were talking about it. I think maybe in the horror community people knew about it, but like outside of that, people didn't.
Feel like fans knew about it. Like you said, the horror community, people with their ears to the horror streets, we knew. That's it.
So we got to talk about The Last Voyage of the Demeter for all the Dracula fans. And when I say real Dracula fans, I mean y'all read the book. Y'all old school with it. So we wanted to talk about that. And A24, you know, A24 be they make some wild movies.
They've been hitting this lately.
They've been on some other stuff. And so they released a movie called Talk to Me, and we have to talk about it. So
Okay.
before we get into that, I got
What's in your cup?
a little, what is it, ocean spray? You know how they be making all their little
Oh, the
juices.
cranberry flavors. What's this? A crayon wood.
This is crayon pineapple
I like that one. Okay.
with a little bit of, there is this wine called Coastal
Always
Something.
online.
It's like a coastal something.
Now, why is she getting on here without the details for y'all? Like, she didn't know she was gonna have to get the details to y'all.
Right. And
We will link it, we will put it in the description box. Jesus.
Publix and I figured it might
We
be a good mix.
will
So,
put it in the description box for y'all.
with my time to unwind,
Okay,
feel like it
okay.
was a good
She
one.
always drinking wine. Y'all know I ain't on no wine. So here goes my beautiful horn hooch glass, y'all know. We start making these again. Let me not say that. See, I'll be like, where's my glass? I ain't say that. My beautiful horn hooch glass, and it is some goat meat tea. And y'all know, every now and then, you just need a little shot of something in there, in the tea. So got a little shot of Smoky Mountain Peach Moonshine. Why can't they all go smoke my peach moonshine? Y'all ain't, yeah, it's in all the liquor stores. It ain't real country moonshine, but it's got some good flavor to it. I don't get the one with the peaches in it because I feel like I could do that myself. And I don't put them in the bottom of this glass. So, yeah, just a little something, nothing major.
Me and Moonshine don't get along.
Moonshine was like my first real liquor, and it was some old backwater country stuff in Mississippi. And to this day, I detest the person who gave it to me. However, from then on, I could drink anything. But getting older, so I gotta stop that stuff. I gotta stop that stuff.
See, no, you got it. I can't. Me and Moonshine, I don't.
This commercial moonshine, so it ain't like backwater country your granddaddy made it. Or I made it. It's store-bought moonshine. It's what's the level on this stuff? Let's see. Oh, it is 40 proof, 20% alcohol. But still, you get that other stuff, it's way worse. So
It is twice as worse.
there's that.
But yes, we're gonna get into these movies, and I will say one good thing about both of these movies is they are both black-led, so we had to talk about these movies.
We got a black lead. He the only one, but we got one.
But she just said the same thing and talked to me. You get
Yeah.
one.
Listen,
We got one
you
out in
always
the
got to
front.
take the one. Jesus.
You got one out front. That and we've always been taught, we talk a lot about, more diversity in these horror
representation.
movies and representation. And it's good to see black people not just being a side character sometimes, but
Right,
actually
and being on
being
top.
out front and having their own story and own family and being able to kind of lead a movie. So that's a good thing. But let's talk about this Dracula movie.
So, Y'all, okay, so y'all know I like a lot of stuff, but Dracula is one of my, well, vampires are some of my favorite movies, genre, sub-character, whatever you want to call them. And this particularly is based on Bram Stoker's Dracula. You know, that's Dracula OG. And it is what is compelling for me when I heard about this movie. It is strictly based on one chapter from the book. They took a single solitary chapter and turned it into an entire movie. And it is the chapter that is the captain's log. So if you've read the book or you know the book, this chapter is the captain's log, and they've turned it into the last voyage of the Demeter. So I'm going to give you the overview. If you haven't read the book, this is pretty much documenting the journey of Dracula from where he started, Perpetua, don't hold me to that, to London. So this is how he comes to London, and he is booked on this ship, little regular captain ship. They just shipping freight across the ocean with them, a small crew, and they don't know what is in these unmarked crates. But if these folks paying good money, we're gonna take it. So they get out in the middle of the damn ocean, and for whatever reason, the people who shipped Dracula shipped him with food. But y'all discovered the food and brought it up top on board with y'all. And it was a young lady. So they were like, oh snap, we got a stowaway. She's sick. And the main character is a doctor. He needed passage. So he volunteered as a ship doctor and was selected when he actually saved the captain's son's life from a freak accident. And so Captain said, hey, come on, we'll take you. And so he discovers a stowaway, and he's like, hey, we got to nurse her back. I can't let her die. I'm a doctor. I got to take care of her. She wasn't speaking no English. They didn't realize why she was down there in the ship, because they didn't know Dracula was on the ship. And so Dracula wakes up to eat, and she missing. So now he has to wander this ship, and we got to, I think it was like a 10-day journey. I don't remember how long the journey was. It had to be more than 10 days. Whatever the journey was, across this ocean, and he got to eat. And ain't nobody on the ship but damn staff. So he's picking these folks off one by one. And it is not until the end that we realize he had been rationing them off, because he also knew that I got to make it to London. I got to have food. And they got to be able to drive this ship for me to get there. So that
Actually
is
want to
the
read
gist
it.
of the
I
story.
have the book. Does that count? I have the book, but I haven't read it.
Yeah, girl,
What
that always count, because you had good intent.
I did. It's
You
there.
had good
It's in my
intent.
collection. And now I gotta figure out what chapter it is, and I'm gonna read that chapter.
The Captain's Log. That's the name of the chapter.
Okay.
Captain's Log. But overall, as a movie, I thought the movie was well done. For it to be a single chapter from this book and put together the way that it was, I thought that the characters were interesting enough. I feel like we didn't get enough of personal stories for some of the characters. Because there was a chef, there was the first mate, the captain, and his grandson. I'm sorry, I said son earlier. It's his grandson. And there, a couple, other crew members, and they all had a story. But you didn't get too deep into their stories, other than the doctor, who was the black man. He was the black lead we talked about. And
Old boy from Straight Outta Compton.
girl, why I didn't put that together? Now I got to go back and pay attention
Who
again,
is
y'all.
not new to horror because he was also Heath in The Walking Dead.
Now that I could not pinpoint, I spent that entire movie going, where I know him from? Where I know him from? Thank you. And y'all know I'm supposed to do my research beforehand, but
Got your back.
life be lifing, life be
Got you.
lifing. But yeah. Okay. He and then his little backstory did give us a little bit of racism, and adversity that he had faced trying to be a doctor, and So at first he wasn't superstitious, and he never did become superstitious. He still felt like it was a scientific explanation for Dracula, and it was just a monster that he needed to understand. That did annoy me. However, it does make for a wonderful setup for a sequel, which I do think we're going to get. Because though the Demeter makes it to London, not much of the cast gets there. And I ain't gonna ruin it for you. I'm just gonna say not much of the cast gets there. And there's a nice lead into what the next chapter could potentially be, which I actually thought was the best part of the movie. Best part of the movie is the last 10, 15 minutes. I love the gore in this, but it was one of those movies that was too dark, where
You
it's
can't really see
nighttime.
everything.
Yeah, it very much gave me Game of Thrones final battle type ish, and it would make me mad because you want it, like, this is a very good depiction of the Dracula in the movie in his demonic form. However, you spend the entire movie trying to get this good shot, which annoyed me. Could they have done better with this? Maybe. I've seen better. But for the movie, it fit right in. It did just fine. I just would have liked more because he's flying through the sky. It's dark as hell. He eat niggas on board. It's dark as hell. What I will say though is they did do something. Not gonna spoil it for y'all. They did do something in this movie that does not generally happen. And I was like, oh, they not sparing nobody. That grandbaby ain't gonna make it, y'all. That
Spoiler
grandbaby ain't gonna make it. I just said I'm about to spoil it. And he is young. And the way that they took this grandbaby out, y'all, was it was also my favorite death in the movie. It's dark. It's real dark. Because he died a mini death. So you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. I feel like they dropped the ball though with marketing. Marketing was trash. They didn't even make their budget in the box office. So by the time you hear this podcast, it is available for rent and purchase on your streaming platforms. And it just came out in the theaters this month, y'all. So they're trying to recoup their funds. Go watch it. Go support it. It really is, for a Dracula fan, a decent depiction. For a horror movie, it's a decent movie. I just feel like it was poorly promoted. People didn't know it was there. My theater was empty when I went to see it. And I went opening weekend.
What's your
So,
rating?
oh girl, good question. I got through all of this conversation talking one side and ain't gained no rating. I am going to give it a 3.5 star skulls. Only because, like I said, felt like it was the dark added to the atmosphere, but I still want to see what
Wanted
else
to
happened.
see.
Yeah. And then they tried to get this little light, slight love story almost. They just thought, I need this shit.
I don't be needing all
I
that.
need this
I
shit.
don't need all that in my horror movies. Like, y'all know that's one of my gripes in horror movies. Sometimes we don't even need all that. No. But yes, okay, there you guys have it. 3.5 skulls. Go see this movie. It's streaming now. We gotta support our horror films. Like, it's up to the horror fans to
Cause
support the horror
they'll
movies.
stop making original shit and keep making these remakes. Ain't y'all tired of these dang on remakes?
Exactly. And this was something that was like an original take of the Dracula franchise. So we have to go out and support stuff like that. Like, you guys are supporting these A24 movies just because of the production company. Y'all, okay.
But I thought Bram Stoker would have been a draw for people, but I feel like maybe folks younger than our generation don't
No.
realize who Bram Stoker is. Because that original Dracula, man. But also, book readers know. Some don't know. Well, but they was trash on the marketing. If you're listening, what is that? Universal did this? Who did this? I think it was Universal. Universal. Y'all need to put the money up. Y'all need some more marketing. Barbie was everywhere. The meter was nowhere. I'm done now.
Yeah, please go and watch this movie. Definitely support it, especially support movies that are like black led. Because see, when we don't support movies like horror movies that are black led, they'll stop making them, and then
We'll
we
stop
really
making
gonna
them.
be we'll really be complaining then. Talk to Me was also black led. The main character in this movie, her name was Mia. So I'm gonna go to the good first. The good part is it was an original take on a possession story. So these group of teenagers are using this embalmed hand as a Ouija board.
But how is this
See,
black lead with a Ouija board? Stop it.
that's what see
Because
that
we ain't in the
that's
room.
what I'm gonna get into. That's what I'm gonna get into my bads. So the good part is it's we haven't seen a possession story told like this, because they're using it as instead of like, oh, let's find out what you know what's going on and let's ask. No, this is like social media is involved. We're recording it, and there's rules. So basically, they strap you to a chair just in case things get out of hand, and you have about 90 seconds to do this. They strap you to the chair, you grab the hand, and you say, "Talk to me." And immediately a spirit pops up.
I would only need to watch one person, even if that, before I was like, I'm getting up out of here. Need to run that.
Exactly. That will be enough for me. But no, they take it a step further. They say, ask it to let you in.
No.
And they literally say, let you in. And whatever spirit pops up when they say, talk to me, because see, you don't know what you're gonna get. You don't know who's coming.
And that's the
And so
rules of the
they're
spirit
asking.
world.
Exactly. They're like, talk to me, and then I let you in. And then, boom, they're instantly possessed. And it's like they're getting high off of this possession. They don't know if it's a ghost. They don't know if it's a demon. They don't know what's going on in the
That
spirit
sound about
realm.
white.
They don't know. And the people are watching it and recording their friends being possessed.
Couldn't stand still to record that with my no.
And the
The
thing is,
minute you start talking in another voice, baby, I'm gone.
exactly. And it's crazy. Like they are possessed for real, for real. And they think it's funny and fun. And the thing is, you have to blow out that you light the candle at the beginning. And after that 90 seconds, you have to blow out the candle and let go of the hand to break the connection. Anything longer than that, and the gate is open.
Continue. I'll ask questions later.
Yeah. And so what ends up happening is it starts to become a psychological horror movie and not just a possession movie, because the main character is grieving. Her mother passed away. And so unbeknownst to everybody else, she's playing this little game in hopes that she can talk to her mom. And she stays connected too long. She said, and so again, you go past that 90 seconds, the door is open. And so
And then the people just keep popping up.
it gets to a point where she becomes an unreliable narrator. It gets to a point where we cannot trust what she's seeing, what she's saying, and what she's doing at a certain point, because she stayed connected too long. So we don't, it's like we almost want to say, oh man, is that what's really going on with her? And then you start to question, like, I don't know if this is right. Like something going on strange with her. Like she starts to see things and hallucinate and seeing spirits when she's not playing the game. Right. She starts to see, and so you start to be like, something followed her through, and it's not what she thinks. Because remember, when you play demonic games, you're gonna win demonic prizes. And so she's thinking she's seeing things that's gonna help her. Spirits
We're
are
gonna
not.
put a quote on that somewhere. I'm gonna put it on a shirt. Love it.
Yes, she's relying on these, thinking that these spirits are telling her what's best. Girl, you don't know who you pulled through, and that is
Right.
self-serving. Okay, so I like that it started, you know, you think you're getting this possession story, and then it turns into a psychological horror to where you don't know what to believe that's coming from her. And it hasn't been told this to me. I love the way they told it, and the main actor. The lady who played Mia, she did a very good job of being convincing when she was possessed. Like when soon as she said, I let you in, immediate personality change. It's like you could see
She got
visibly
like
within her
single
acting.
effect.
Yes, she was great. Like I believed her. And as if I was the, I'd have been like, oh no, that would have been it for me. I'm like, something, this ain't, no. So I enjoyed this movie. It was something different. And they kind of got to it. They didn't really waste a whole it wasn't a whole lot of wasted space in the movie.
Right,
And
right,
that's what I
right.
like. It didn't waste a whole lot of time talking and lollygagging and focusing on stuff that didn't matter. We got right to the point of the movie. The bad.
I forgot there was bad coming.
None of this had to happen. None of it.
It never does. It never does. Now you're finna put me back in the space of what you call it, Evil Dead Rise, because baby, that shit didn't have to happen either. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, because it's not like they stumbled upon a haunted house that they were living in by accident. It's not like it was a home invasion that they were just victims of, or an alien invasion they were victims of. This wasn't a zombie outbreak that they couldn't control. Nobody told y'all to play with this hand. None of this had to happen. I didn't really like any of the characters except for her best friend's little brother, because they have been warned that the spirits were after him when Mia was in one of her little possessive states. And she looked at him and said, we're coming for you. And her best friend was like, no, I don't want my brother to do this. And they was like, oh no, it's fine, he can do it. And when he did it, them spirits pulled his ass up. He was the only one I felt sorry for. All the rest of them kids, no. I didn't like, I ain't like none of them care. I didn't even like the main character, Mia, because I felt like she was doing too much. Okay. I didn't even like her either in the movie. And the thing is, for her to have been black, she had no cultural identity. Because after you watch something like The Blackening and you see how we really behave in those type of situations,
Rabbit did not identify.
no, I'm like, do you know? Do you know we don't play those games? We don't play like that. We don't
You think
play,
she
Mia, we don't.
was her parents black?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
That's what was like, Mia, we don't even play like that. We don't play like that. She,
Well, all
and
her
that's
friends was white.
right. Cause I'm like, she ain't got no cultural identity in this. Cause we wouldn't have did, no, the first time we would have seen somebody get possessed, we'd have been like, I don't do this, I'm not in it. We would have been lighting sage, pulling out holy oil and crosses. Y'all, we would have made sure
We
nothing
just
followed
would have
us.
left. We just would have left.
And cleanse ourselves afterwards. Like, ain't nothing to, attaching itself to me. We not doing it. But no, it was just, and it kind of speaks to this generation of children too. Like, they were doing this for
Because they
social
had nothing
media
else to do.
likes.
Yeah.
It's like almost they were getting a high off of the possession and doing it for likes and follows and views for social media. And I'm just like, you know what, this would be something some kids would do, like for real, because they just they do stuff for
Not
the
in
gram,
Browns.
they do stuff for
Not in my house.
TikTok views.
Not in
No,
my house, baby. You're gonna need somewhere else to live, okay?
because
Let me
you
come. Let me come in the room and catch out somebody, a Ouija board, a spirit. We trying to contact the deck. Get out. You and all your friends need somewhere else to stay. Y'all are not homeless.
Immediately, we're
And
not
you
doing
and
that.
all them spirits attached to you up on out of here.
Immediately, and the thing, the main character in the end, it didn't turn out the best for her. I ain't gonna tell y'all everything that happened at the end, but you know, again, when you play stupid games, you what? We win
Win stupid
stupid prizes, and she won a very, very stupid prize. And the thing is, she had a premonition about exactly what was going to happen to her. It was a scene where she was describing to someone a dream that she had. And
this before or after she contacted the dead?
this was, I think it was like after maybe the first time she did it. And she was
Oh,
saying that
okay.
there's a reoccurring dream that she has. Like, girl, you ended up here. You did this to yourself. I didn't feel bad for her. But the thing is, they set it up for a sequel. So
Everybody's doing that now.
the way that it ended, it was set up to go ahead and move to the next movie and talk to me with like the two in the middle. They already have it set. So we're getting a sequel. So when you see it, it's not gonna be the end. They already working on the sequel. Aside from none of this had to happen because they did all of this foolishness to themselves. We get some really great shots of the possession when Riley got possessed and the demon stayed inside of him. Oh my goodness. That was a scene that was unexpected because them demons was trying to take him out. Anytime he was awake, they were like, it was like he was attacking himself, but that was them. So he was trying to harm himself every time, and it was gruesome. Self-harm. It was a mess. He was the only one I felt sorry for. And then there was like a scene even where they were trying to find out like where, because they knew he was still out there somewhere. Like, where is he? And we need him to come back. Demons had him over
Lord.
some foolishness. I'm like, y'all did this. This did not have to happen. He was a mess. I wish there were some more gruesome moments like that, because there was really only probably in the beginning, opening credits, there was like a death, and then there was like a couple more like gruesome scenes. So I wish there was a little bit more gore, but the scenes that did have the gore brought it. So I'm going to give this one 4 skulls, 4 out of 5 skulls, as it was an original story. I'd never seen anything like that. How they blended the possession with the psychological horror, and the way that they used this embalmed hand like a
Right.
game. But again, none of this had to happen.
None of it happened.
Y'all didn't have to deal with that. But
Cool side.
please see this movie. It is very engaging. You will be thrilled through the whole movie, because it's kind of that captivating where it's like so stupid that you gotta watch, because you're like, these kids are stupid.
Not stupid that you gotta watch.
Because think about it, they're like, okay, we'll strap you to the chair. And as soon as you strap to the chair, everybody come out there with their phones. Like, okay, let's go. Let's go. Recording
Yeah,
you.
I look, they right behind you. I see them.
And even when they see you're visibly hurt or you're in distress, nobody even knows what to do. They just stand there and watch you.
Well, that's every day in America now. So
You're
that
just
part don't surprise me.
become a spectacle at that point, to where they're just standing there. So I was frustrated. I enjoyed it, but yet I was still frustrated because I was still trying to make sense of what I was watching. Like, do I like this? Do I not like it? How do I feel about it? It was good, but why did they do that? Like, I enjoyed the watch, but these children are dumb.
Like the Tide Pod epidemic, you know. What
When
possessed
you
y'all to
see
eat Tide Pods just because they look like candy? Y'all was stupid.
just doing stupid trendy stuff, like, this movie could
That
have
shit
only been
ain't
made
trendy.
around like now to see kids doing their ridiculousness.
Yeah, no. Again, Ouija board is immediate exit stage left for me. Like, I don't. Anything that's like, let's call on the spirits. No. If we're not calling on my ancestors for some help and some cleansing and some spiritual strength, maybe I'm not calling nobody. Nobody.
No, I'm
Nobody.
not conjuring anything.
Nothing.
I'm not doing
Not
it,
leaving.
especially when the hand belonged to a medium.
Not leaving no great. No haunted objects. Dolls, embalmed hand. And for one, did you get an embalmed hand from?
They just been passing around. It just been floating around.
Originally was like, here you go. This hand is embalmed. It's weird shit.
Yeah, it's apparently it belonged to a medium.
And y'all kids got your hands on it. It's just, that's like, oh, I can't remember. It's this lady on TikTok. I wish I knew her name. But she does these videos where people go messing with shit they shouldn't be messing with. Like, it'd be videos that she do, like, you know, the little merge. And they be digging up stuff and they might find, like, a witch's satchel with, like, chicken bones or something in it that's been buried. And they'd be like, oh, let's look at this. And she'd be like, put that shit back. Put that shit back. It's like that. It's like, why would you touch this?
Put it back.
Put it back. Leave it. Or don't pick it up. Cover it back up. You see something, don't look. Cover it back up. It's that buried for a reason.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. You remember in the
Somebody's
Blackening
dusty
when old boy
ancient
was
book.
getting dressed and he saw that door open and it's closed? Like it ain't none of my
None of my business. None of my, that's it. It's none of my business.
Walk away. Walk away. So that was my only regret because I feel like there wasn't a reason. I mean, I see why the main character, why she was kind of do it because she wanted to talk to her mom that passed. But the
With
rest
your crew?
of that, nobody had any type of motivation for that.
Purpose.
And see, movies to me are more scary when I feel like this could really happen. Like any this could happen to anybody. 'Cause that didn't
You
have
know
to
what?
happen.
That's how I felt about, and this is off topic. This is not in the train of topics today, y'all, but I did watch this late. The Pope's Exorcist. So
I see
the
nothing.
fact of the history, and we already be leery, well, I'm already very leery of what the fuck the Vatican be doing and the secrets they be keeping. To see this movie have like this historical throwback of what happened back then that the church tried to bury and put underground and da da da, that shit made me think like, that's one of them damn secrets they keeping somewhere. So, you know, stuff like that be getting me like, oh, that's possible. Conspiracy theory, maybe, but it's possible.
Exactly. Stuff that you might just stumble upon that happens, stuff that you don't realize
Right.
might be going on and it happens to you. That's really creepy because see, you just don't know sometimes, but they ain't have to do this to me. I'm not.
So, coming up, what we got coming up
Spooky
is
season. Y'all, it's about to start.
Halloween. Right now, it is about to be the first of September. It's the end of August. And so, you know, we finna go into overdrive. So tell a friend to tell a friend, join us for spooky season. We got all kinds of stuff coming your
Whore
way.
and Hooch Facebook group. You need to be there. Y'all know how we get
Yeah.
down every Halloween season. We start in September, run it all the way through.
And as we promised, we're on the tickety tock, still not dancing, but we are there. You know, you can always catch any of our playbacks on YouTube. So if you ever take a day to go down a rabbit hole and you be like, oh, I wonder what they thought about this movie, it's probably on there. And if it's not, hit us in the DMs, hit us in the messengers. We want to know what y'all want to see. We want to know what y'all think about stuff. We love discussing stuff with y'all. We haven't done a live in a minute, so look forward to a live for spooky season, maybe. But yeah, we got some stuff in the works. I know we have not been as, you know, active as past time, but we never fail in spooky season. Never.
Never. I already know my Halloween costume is gonna be.
Okay, so I'm feeling there right now, but life be life, and I said that already. So,
I gotta think ahead because if I wait too late, then I'm gonna be tapped. I can't do it. I gotta plan ahead.
yeah.
I don't work good under pressure. So
I do. Like, I be throwing shit together at the last minutes.
can't see, but my anxiety be I gotta pre-do stuff to bring it down. So I gotta already have it in mind. But yes, we got some stuff in the works for y'all for spooky season. So stay tuned because we got some stuff going for Hooch Facebook group. We will see y'all there.
Deuces.